Oh, of course. As soon as I hit record, we both
it
yell
to
in
me
like,
immediately.
and immediately. So, mommy is bringing you my M&Ms. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yes. Why do you just glow sometimes?
What,
Sometimes it's just sitting there and it glows.
yeah, that's usually when you get a notification.
Yeah, but I didn't get a notification.
It seems like maybe you got like your red.
That's always there.
That's your Wi-Fi calling. Do you have your Wi-Fi calling turned on?
I try.
You should turn it off.
Oh, wait, that's off.
What?
Red is off.
Oh. Yeah, you have to look at your settings. We can do that
Okay. I
tomorrow
mean, it's
because you're going
fine.
through way too much battery way too quickly, and that tells me that you've got something set up to run in the background that are sucking up your battery. So we can look at, oh my goodness, we can look at those things tomorrow.
Stop giving me your yawns.
No, I have to give you your yawns. It's 11 o'clock. You need to go 9:00. So we just got finished watching a, but I wasn't watching as much as I was hanging around eating a 5-hour-old burger. But the 48 Hours that we just finished watching
Yeah.
for the second week in a row, mommy knows the killer.
She does that with everything, though. Every single time I watch something with her, she's like, oh, blah, 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 it's gonna happen. She's gonna
No,
be blah,
no,
blah,
no, no,
blah.
no, no, no,
And
no,
I'm
no,
like,
no, no, no,
that
no,
always
no, no, no,
happens.
no, no. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like she's able to predict the plot. This is a live news story where they're like a doing a
Yeah.
docudrama. She knows the killer. Last week, the killer, the person that chopped somebody up into little pieces and left him in a pond, is a relative. And this week, a guy who did some dastardly things to a girl, and then after 18 years, finally got arrested and then killed his cellmate. Mommy and Marty both know. Grew up on the same block as him. Mommy and Nana used to play with this guy.
Wait, they knew him?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. They know him. Second week in a row that mommy knows the killer on 48 Hours.
You weren't explaining that.
It was,
You didn't get to,
I
they
don't
actually
know.
know this guy
I said
until
that like three times.
the
Mommy knows the killer.
Yeah, but that could mean two things. And you didn't specify, so I was like,
Wait. Yeah, but I specifically said no. It's not like she knows the plot. She knows the killer. It's not like she guesses the plot.
that could be meaning two
Yes.
different things.
Well, are you with me now, or are
I'm
we at
with you
yes?
now.
Good.
That's terrifying.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, like all like what kind of crowds does your mother?
That's very scary. It's
So
like know somebody and then have them be a murderer.
that's right. Yep. Yep. Ooh. Just spookiness.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
weird.
you know Aunt Bev.
I do.
Bev Cheatley. One of them is her like grandson kind of thing. He was the one that got arrested a couple years ago. He ended up killing two people and chopping one of them up into pieces and putting them in the pond right over here at Wendell Park, where the across the street from the nature center.
Where's Wardle Park? Oh.
Across the street from the nature
Yeah.
center. So when we go to the nature center, we make a right into the parking lot. If you go left, like where the archery stuff is, you know?
Wow, that's a little close to home.
Yeah.
That's very close to home. That's terrifying.
Yeah. I grew up with him too.
Who's next? Who's the next one in our family to become a murderer?
I don't know.
My gosh, why do my hands feel so stiff?
The next one in her circle.
I'm trying to like stretch them out.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
This part of my like my carpal bones, if you will, they feel tight. My phalanges.
They could, because the temperature is dropping. It was in the high 70s today, and then the temperature dropped and the humidity went up.
Yeah, I was freezing earlier. Yeah. And it was yesterday. I was laying down in my bed, and then suddenly I got super cold because I was already feeling like fevered and then cold and stuff. And I was sitting here with all three of my blankets over me, just like shivering for some reason. I was so cold. Oh my gosh, why does that make my hands tight?
Why does what make your hands tight?
Change in weather. I'm not old. My bones don't ache when it rains. My
old
knees.
Doesn't have anything to do with it. Expansion and contraction has to do with it.
Old.
So,
I am pretty old.
I had the same problem when I was your age. Well, when I was younger.
I don't like it. I'm usually able to stretch my hands more.
All right, so tomorrow... Mommy says we don't have a lot of recycling.
Yeah, but I need stuff for my cosplay. And I want to get a...
Yeah, but what you said doesn't relate to the thing that I said.
Well, it's not going to cost
money,
that much.
If we don't have that many things, then it's not going to do you any good to take any of the recycling.
But I need the stuff, so... I'll find cheap stuff. So all I need
is... Well, you can find cheap stuff, regardless. What do you need?
I need a pink t-shirt for underneath my cosplay and hot glue sticks. That's it. And I wanted to get hair dye, so that's also...
You're not going to have enough money for all of those things.
Yeah, well, hair dye is $5.
Yeah, but you're not going to get but $5 out of the recycling.
Yeah, there's like 3 bags. 4 maybe.
All right, well, we'll see. I'm not having any more conversations about that with you until your studying is done.
Okay.
So, just be prepared for the next week when you come home. End of the day.
Okay.
You need to make sure that you're prepared.
Right.
You need to get your study guides. You need to sit down and actually don't just say, oh yeah, I studied. Sit down in the book. You know, you have your syllabus, right?
Yeah.
You can go through. I'm sure that your teachers all gave you some study guides or some guidance on that.
Most of them gave us something or another.
Okay. So just follow along with those things and just go through and...
Okay, one more thing before bed.
Mm-hmm.
So Riley and I are planning to save up little bits of money at a time to eventually have enough to get a phone app controlled 4-ish inch tall BB-8. Like, it's amazing. If you see a video of it,
I saw it at Radio Shack. They were selling them.
Really? How much were they?
Like $80.
No, that's not
the
one.
Maybe more than that.
It's Sphero is the good one. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're like $120. Oh, but
that's a lot of money.
I know. But eventually we're going to get there. It'll take us a while, but we're going to get there. Mm-hmm. And we are going to buy it. Because you get the app, and it balances on its own, and you control it from the app, and it rolls around, and it does, you know, the thing in the movie that it does where the head stays still and the body rolls?
Mm-hmm.
It does that, and it, like, moves around and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And you can communicate with it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Good. I can't wait for that to happen.
in a long time.
All right, you need to go to sleep because it's 11 and we have church in the morning. I'm going to freak out tomorrow if they have actually taken Preacher Said and made a song out of that.
You think you could have done it in a week?
I think a, a musical person could do it in a day.
What if he doesn't have time?
But he hasn't called me, and I, the kind of the conversation last week was that he would keep me in the loop.
What if he decided to surprise you?
Maybe. What if he decided that it
What if he sucks? Decided to put his name on the song and take it?
It's the song I wrote.
Nobody believes you.
I've been thinking about this for a long time. We all got struggles in our life.
Okay, that time I actually got a notification.
You got
it wasn't just...
All of those are notifications.
No, that one's just alerting me that my headphones are plugged in.
Yeah.
That one is Spotify. That one is screenshot. That one is Wi-Fi calling off or something. And it's Instagram and Snapchat.
I got you, dog.
And so they're not all notifications. They're all just kind of like being like, hey, your headphones are is still in, you know.
Gotcha.
I'm like, I know.
Right.
I'm hearing out of them right now.
Go to sleep.
Okay. If we're going to sleep, make a day tomorrow. I'm not going to have a good day at work. Never mind. I'm really going to voice back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow, even.
I might have to work Monday. And then I'll have Tuesday off. They're going to need some guidance. We've got a new program starting. So, so I'm going to take your dishes because I'm going to start the dishwasher because that's the way I roll and I'm nice like that.
All right.
That being
that's
said,
very nice
you,
of you
need to get yourself ready for bed. You need to go to sleep. There will be no staying up late.
You didn't stay up pretty late tonight.
Yeah. It's because I didn't get home until 900 o'clock, so.
It's 10 when you got home. 900 o'clock.
I love you.